prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is November 22. Glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. We are live tonight, obviously. We're going to bring up a very special guest in a minute. We're going to talk to an actor and a producer named Travis Conover. I'll tell you about that in a second. Before I do that, make mention we will not be in office Thursday, obviously. Well, it's Thanksgiving Day, and I want everyone out there to have a great Thanksgiving. Folks, I know some of us think we don't have a lot to be thankful for, but if we have been born again, washed by the blood of Christ, cleansed by His precious blood, and made whole and saved by His grace, we have more than the world could ever offer. Just keep that in mind. But if you have family to share some time with, or a friend to share time with on Thanksgiving, take time to give your Heavenly Father praise for His goodness and mercy. That's so important. It's the only true Christian holiday we have in America, folks. Set up for that specific purpose to give our Creator, our God, our Provider, Thanksgiving. Tomorrow night we'll share some of that on the air with you. The day before Thanksgiving, obviously, tomorrow night we'll share that with you more on the air. But take time to do that. Prayer request tonight for Margaret in Washington State. Margaret's having some health problems. Please keep her in your prayers if you don't mind. And I'll don't do this for you often, but keep my wife Marsha Jr. in prayers too. Her blood pressure is dangerously high, and she has some situations, as you know. So keep her in your prayers if you don't mind the Lord touch her and take away the blood pressure problem. And that's all I can say. Just pray for her health if you wouldn't mind, okay? And don't forget that this will be the last, well, this next week, the last week, we'll bring up an offering, what we call the grab bag. If you like what we teach on radio, what we teach at our church Bible studies, we're going to send you 15 DVDs and or CDs with those teachings on them, plus two or three books I think you find interesting, for $15. We just got an overabundance of teachings. We don't want to just toss them in the trash can. We want to maybe pass them on to somebody that can use them. No reason we charge anything at all, because it costs so much to ship anything anymore. It's just unbelievably what postage is any longer. But $15, 15 DVDs and or CDs, and a couple, three books. Just call Lisa tomorrow and tell her that you want that. Use a credit card, debit card, or get an address and write to us. This offer is going to go through the end of the month, and that's going to be over. You can call her at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can save up money if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Please do call. Now, Lisa will not be in office Thursday or Friday. I told her to take some time off. Of course, Thanksgiving Day will all be off, but Thursday or Friday she will not be in office. She'll be in tomorrow and then back on the following Monday. And again, I hope you all have a good Thanksgiving. We'll discuss some more of that tomorrow night. Now, our guest tonight, as I told you, his name is Travis Conover. He's making a film called Lions and Lambs. Now, this gentleman lives in Atlanta area, and Atlanta was named by the FBI as one of 14 U.S. cities with the highest rate of children used in prostitution. You know, folks, that goes so far beyond my imagination that we can harm a child that way, but we murder 75 men in the wombs, I guess, and that's no great stretch. It says in Georgia, 12,400 men purchase sex with young women in any given month. Approximately 100 adolescent females are sexually exploited each night in Georgia. In Georgia, adolescent females controlled by the child sex trafficking trade are sexually exploited by an adult male on an average of 3 times per night. And Travis Conover, as I said, is an actor and a filmmaker. He's making the movie Lions and Lambs. It's going to explore the underground world of sex trade in Atlanta, Georgia, and the horrible reality behind one of the most lucrative businesses in the world. That's right, folks. One of the most lucrative businesses in the world. Lions and Lambs is an action-packed thrill ride about a man whose 12-year-old niece is kidnapped and forced into sex slavery, and the lengths that he'll go to rescue her or to make the guilty pay. As he races against the clock to find her, the task in front of him seems insurmountable. The question is, will he be able to get her out in time? Will he be able to get it to do it alone? As I said, he's an actor, folks, and a film producer. He's a jack of all trades. He's an independent filmmaker based in Georgia. He's an award-winning film producer. He's also a martial arts expert, a third-degree black belt. He's a little bit of everything. And he's a fine young man to talk to. I spoke to him today for quite a while on the phone. Very kind-hearted young gentleman. Let's bring up Travis Conover. Travis, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. Thanks for having me on the program.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sir, and thank you for what you're trying to do. God bless you, sir, for trying to help these young people. You know, in Matthew chapter 18, it says something along the line that anyone who harms a child said better that if he had a millstone hanging around his neck and he were cast into the depths of the sea. You know, and of course it goes on to say that, you know, woe unto the world, so to speak, because these offenses come. We said, woe to the man that whom the offense has come. So those men, these women, these men, whatever they are, perverts, that do these things to children, Christ pronounced a special woe on them. And that's, folks, think about that. There's a special curse on child molesters, people who harm children in any way. So this is what we're talking about tonight. And, Travis, I know we have a lot to talk about. Would you mind telling the folks who you are? How you get started in film, and why are you doing this?
Yeah, that's that's a very loaded question. You know, this has actually been a desire that was placed in my heart even as a young boy. I remember some of my first memories actually are telling mom and dad, "Hey, I'm going to be on TV and I'm going to make people happy and help change their lives and make them smile." And it was always kind of something that was ingrained in my spiritual DNA, if that makes sense. And as I got older, I kind of fell into the routine of same old, and, you know, went through my teen years. And when I was about 15, I started doing martial arts. And Master Brian Miller.
May I ask you, why you started doing martial arts? What was your purpose for doing martial arts? Just because you enjoyed it? What was your purpose?
Well, it's actually a funny story because you never know who God's going to put in your path, right?
Right.
I was a wrestler in high school, and one of my friends who was a wrestling buddy came up to me, and he's like, "Hey, man, there was this guy at the mall today. And he said we could do Taekwondo for 2 weeks completely free. He would give us a two-week free trial." And at the time, I was like, "Dude, let's just do it for 2 weeks, and then we'll leave." And what ended up happening, of course, is as soon as I went to the class on day one, I knew that it was something that I was going to do for the rest of my life. I absolutely fell in love with it. I had one of the best instructors. I cannot speak highly enough of my instructor, Master Brian Miller, up in Saratoga Springs, New York. He is just such an incredible martial artist, but also his ability to teach people at the level that they're at is, like, unparalleled. And then I ran into some other incredible martial artists, Master Adam Grogan, who owns Team Pilsung, recruited me when I was a red belt and started taking me under his wing and teaching me sport karate and acrobatics. So we mixed like gymnastics with martial arts, and we did some really pretty incredible acrobatic shows, and we ended up touring all around the country and doing exhibitions and competitions all over the place. And man, it just turned into a pretty incredible journey that I went on for several years, about 10 years.
Wow. And people don't, I didn't go as long as you did, but I did take some karate, Shotokan, and was in the Air Force a little while. And they don't, excuse me, it's hard to believe that acrobatics will go along with that, but it kind of does fit in, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the stuff that you see in the movies now. We were doing it on the cutting edge, on the bleeding edge of when it started to become popular. We were adding flips and extra spins in with the kicks and all the stuff you see the superheroes doing. We can do that stuff without wires.
Wow. Well, you know, I was blessed some years ago to have Chuck Norris's son, Mike, on with me 3 or 4 times on the radio show. He's been in some films himself, and through him, I got to talk to Chuck's wife and just spoke to her. And my youngest son is a third-degree black belt himself, and he was in a little town about 2 hours west of us. And he went into a show with Chuck Norris there and walked up and told me who he was and said, told me who I was. And I'm not going to be somebody important, but I'm not. But Chuck said, oh, yeah, I know who your daddy is. But anyway, he got a picture taken with him and all that and an autograph, and it's made his day. I mean, he's walking on cloud nine. And my middle son also got a picture with him and everything. So, you know, it may sound silly, but, you know, I grew up with John Wayne, okay, and Roy Rogers. Those are the guys I looked up to, so to speak. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know. But everybody had heroes. And my boys really liked Chuck Norris. So here you are, yourself, a professional, a black belt, I don't know what to call you. I mean, you're definitely a pro at it for sure. But so you started doing that, and how did you morph into what you're doing as far as acting and producing? I mean, how'd that switch from, how'd that fit in?
Yeah, so really what happened was as I was touring and doing live shows, that's kind of how I started performing. I was doing live shows all up and down the East Coast, and there was a college, a group of college students that were doing their thesis project. They were film students, and they saw us perform, and they said that they came up to Master Grogan, and they said, hey, we want to use a couple of these guys in our thesis project to do an action movie. And that for me was like, yeah, that's my dream. You know, that's what I want to do. So they recruited me, and I ended up being one of the leads in this action short film. And as I was there, we shot for about 3 days, and I just knew while I was on set that it was something that I could do every day for the rest of my life. And awakened this desire that I had in my heart to perform and to tell stories on screen. And I think that was really one of the big sparks that ignited the fire.
Wow. Well, good for you. And you know, you definitely look back on now, you can see where the Lord is working through you and working with you to get you in this position now. I mean, what are the odds of being chosen to be in that first film and then having that eagerness put back in your heart to do these things? So when you look back on our lives, we can see where the Lord worked through us. Even before we knew who he was, he was working through us, wasn't he?
That's right.
You know, it's amazing. His grace is phenomenal. So now you are obviously a producer, and you're working on a film called Lions and Lambs. And how did you get involved with working with helping these molested children?
Well, we are, you know, even the first day that I met my now wife, we ended up having dinner together. We met at a business conference, and it was just one of those things. We ran into each other. I was going to dinner. She was going to dinner. And we're like, hey, let's just sit down together and talk. And as we were talking, like, we started pouring out some really deep things. and started connecting on even a spiritual level. And I just really felt kind of to start talking about this subject for whatever reason, that maybe God inspired it. And she was like, you know, I've never told anybody, but I'm really passionate about human trafficking too. And it's just amazing that you're so open to talk about it. It was one of the things that the openness that the Holy Spirit created in that environment really created a bond between my wife and I, even just from day one. That was really pretty special. So it's been something that's been on my heart for a long time, and it's been on my wife's heart for a long, long time. And about 7 years ago, I started writing scripts because I realized nobody was going to tell the stories that God gave me, so I had to do it. So this has been a script that I've been thinking about for a very long time, and it was probably 3 months ago or two months ago, something 2.5 months ago, I was in bed, and I just got woken up at 3 a.m., and I just felt like now is the time to tell a story. So I went downstairs and started writing a treatment or a skeleton, whatever you want to call it, and things just kind of unfolded from there. And, you know, we haven't shot the film yet. We did shoot a sizzle reel that people can go see on Indiegogo.com. If you just look up Lions and Lambs, you'll see the sizzle reel, and then you'll see kind of a video talking more in depth about what we're doing and the mission and how much money we need to raise. But we're really just in the infantile stages. You know, we need help. We need help from investors, people that want to get involved as a high-level investor. But also, if people can only give $5 or $10 or $50, we need their help too. We're crowdfunding for this movie, and we're also taking private investment, which both of them have a lot of benefits. Obviously, it's a charitable donation. If you are interested in donating, it'll be considered a charitable donation, so you can write it off in your taxes. But what's really interesting about investing in film is that until you make a return of capital and then a return on your investment, it is a write-off. The way that they've structured filmmaking is really, really unique. So there's a lot of really cool benefits to it.
Wow. So you've had this on your heart then for years, you said, to work with children. I mean, why the topic of child sex trafficking? I mean, how did that start in your mind? And how did you start in your wife's mind? That's kind of curious.
Yeah, you know, I think God sets people, anybody willing to listen to God can be used in a really awesome way. And I think it's just one of those things where he chose that as one of the things that he was going to put in my heart. And it's hard to explain, but my wife and I know we talked about it earlier, we have a lot of children. You know, I have three young boys under the age of three. So, I mean, children are absolutely the most important thing.
Amen.
As far as taking care of them and raising them properly and investing time and energy into them. And we have a lot of children. We have 12 children between the two of us. Nine of those are stepchildren for me, and they're just incredible. We have a great relationship. I love them very much. And I have three biological boys that are, I have two-year-old twins and then a 1-year-old, and we just have a very lively household.
I would say that's putting it very mildly, I'm sure. Lively, for
yeah,
sure. And you got to work because you got a lot of mouths to feed. I had three sons, and I threatened them more than once to go start feeding them hay. I mean, they were a bottomless pit. So anyway, of course, I was
totally
too growing up, so just the way it is. But now, so you start working on this film, and you chose Atlanta because of the situation in Atlanta. Is that why you chose that?
There's actually several reasons we chose Atlanta. The first one is that I live here. So
that's a good reason.
It's
okay.
Convenient. It's convenient. But I moved here because it's a great filmmaking state. So there's a 30% tax incentive. So, for example, if I invest $1 million into a film, or I spend $1 million in principal photography on a film and post-production. In tax credits, I would receive nearly $300,000 back in tax credits.
Wow. That's pretty
generous. So yeah, there's a massive tax incentive. And then really, one of the biggest reasons and one of the most important reasons is that Atlanta is a huge global hub for sex trafficking. So for all those reasons, this is the perfect place. It's happening right now in this city as we speak. It's just shocking, you know?
Wow. Well, you know, I've had Greg Sawyer on the program, of course, the Vets for Child Rescue, and it's been some time back. And he told me some, of course, on the stories that he had uncovered and worked with. Have you worked with any of these children directly? Do you know some of the victims? How do you get the background for this?
Well, that's a great question. Since I've been on air, I've been on a couple of different radio stations and podcasts, and we were on Vets for Child Rescue on their YouTube show, doing a podcast, and I just felt like God wanted me to give out my email address for my business, and that was at the end of the call. I just said, "Hey, I really feel compelled to do this, and I'll do it on this show too." But I gave out my email address, and within 30 minutes, I had emails coming in of victims that were trafficked by their own parents.
Oh my!
And it was heart wrenching. And these stories are real. These are real stories, real people. This girl was trafficked from the age of 3.
Oh my!
3 years old.
3 years old. That is so unbelievably sick and evil. 3 years old. And her parents sold her out for this?
Yes. Her father was just a maniacal narcissist, and he was the first person to molest her sexually. And then once he was done, he started selling her on an auction block.
At 3 years old?
Well, and he started selling her, I think, around the age of 6, but he was exploiting her on a weekly basis from 3 to 6 years old.
My gosh. I mean, that guy got a big millstone coming to him. But so she was auctioned off. Now you mean that he would pimp her out?
Correct.
That she would, at 6 years old, she'd be taken out with average of 3 men a night to be pimped out. I don't know how she could survive that. Physically, I mean, mentally for sure, but physically, I don't know how she could survive that at 6 years old.
It's unimaginable. It is unimaginable. It makes me furious and sick to my stomach even talking about it now. It's unimaginable.
Is she doing okay now? I mean, is she able to overcome this through Christ and get her mind kind of back in center again? Is she okay?
Well, she is, believe it or not, she is a successful lawyer now.
Really?
She is washed in the blood of Jesus. She's born again. She's undergone a ton of healing. And it's just incredible. It shows the absolute mercy.
And grace and mercy. Absolutely. I mean, that is so phenomenal. I mean, to get your mind centered to something that's normal after being molested that long. And she was trafficked for how many years?
6 to, I believe, when she became of legal age. Or no,
18.
No, I'm sorry. She ran away at 16 and was homeless for a year.
Living
and then somebody helped her, yeah.
My goodness. And this is happening how many times in Atlanta per year? What would you say the average would be?
Well, it's over 100 children per night are taken advantage of in Atlanta.
And Atlanta is one of the 14 major cities. So this is nationwide and probably worldwide, too. Would that be fair to say it's worldwide?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
And do they move these girls around from state to state and country to country?
So this particular movie is, there is an international component of it. Because you have to remember, this is a multi-billion, with a B, multi-billion dollar business per year. So there are very heavy hitters in play. And when I mean heavy hitters, I'm talking big time business owners and money movers in play that you would just never know. You'd never expect. Politicians, you know, we don't have to mention names or anything like that, but there are very big heavy hitters involved in this. And that's why it's suppressed so much. Very well suppressed.
These heavy hitters you mentioned, are any of them being investigated for this?
Well, let's not pretend that there wasn't an island that several politicians went to on a regular basis and celebrities went to. And there was a massive court trial with Ghislaine Maxwell, and nobody was ever indicted, even though all of the evidence is there. So you tell me.
You know, that's what really gets me. The people that they're too big to be punished. That really gets to me. I mean, and we can name names. I can name names. I mean, I've talked about the other people before. This is just horrific. It's beyond words to comprehend how they can do this, to start with a 3-year-old child and then move them on up and auction them off at 6 years old. Literally auction them off like a piece of beef. Just unbelievable. So we're going to go to break here in just about 1 minute. But after the break, folks, we're going to tell you if you have any questions, of course, you can call and talk to us. And you know that. You can give us a call at 844-769-2944 if you have any questions, comments. But we're going to tell you how you can help. And I'm going to try to help some myself. I can't give a whole lot, but I'm going to send a little bit of money to Travis to try to help get this film put out there for the people, because I want everybody to see this. This is for real. We've got to come out of our comfort zones, out of our little shells we live in, and a little make-believe world that everything's just fine, because it's not just fine. As we're speaking right now, somewhere, some child, both male and female, are being raped for the sake of a dollar. Right now, while we're talking, hundreds of them, thousands of them maybe, and we sit there talking about it. But we're going to try, if you'll help us, I want to help Travis raise at least a few bucks to get this movie out and in front of the people. And let people know that the people that really care for these children. And Travis, we're going to break in a few seconds here. And after the break, I want you to tell us how we can help you. And any more information that you might want to share with us about what the movie is going to entail. Obviously, like I just read it, you know, a 12-year-old little girl was kidnapped and the gentleman went out to try to help. I just shrug it off and think, what's another program? It's not. This is happening right now as we speak. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game.
Folks, we are back in talking to Travis Conover. We're talking about a movie he's producing and making, Lions and Lambs. And I hope you'll pay attention to this. And when you, if you get a chance to watch it one day, do it. And if you want to help with it, we'll tell you how to do that in just a few minutes. We were talking during the break about different things. And I was trying to explain to him some things that the Lord's blessed me with. And one of the teachings, y'all know, I did on the radio here not too long ago on spiritual warfare. And we're battling flesh and blood. We're battling in the flesh for sure. But everything that's manifest in the flesh starts first in the spiritual side of man and the spiritual world. I don't care whether it's good deeds or bad deeds. It comes from the heart of man. Christ said that. I didn't. Comes out of the spirit of man to do good or evil. And we're fighting devils and demons we can't see and principalities and powers. We have no idea what they are. But we fight against them in the name of Jesus and stand up against their manifestation in the flesh and in Satan's servants. That's what Travis is doing. He's now taking a stand, trying to help people understand what's happening to our children, for goodness sake. I mean, what more noble deed can you do than that? And Travis, how can we help you?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. This is, you know, just to double down on what you're saying, this is a spiritual battle. You know, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. So I would say there's a lot of ways you can help. And one of them is just praying for safety and protection for us as we go and do this. The devil does not want us to tell these stories, does not want us to give a voice to these young boys and girls that are being exploited. You know, he wants to keep this under wraps so he can continue to do it. So prayer is huge, and it's much appreciated. Me and my family need to be covered, and everybody in my production needs to be covered. But I would say in the physical realm, there is a large need for funding. And it's always the hardest part of making a movie is funding. You know, there are incredible scripts out there that take 5, 10, 15 years to land in the right hands for the right people to get involved and start, you know, investing. And there are some movies that are incredible that never get made. And we don't want to see that happen. You know, we want to see God win this day. And we want to see this movie get funded. So we have an Indiegogo campaign, which is just a crowdfunding website. So if somebody wants to just give $5 or $20 or $100, there's several different levels of donation that you can give on Indiegogo.com.
Spell that for us. Okay. Spell that for us.
Sure. It's Indie, IndieGogo.com. And then if you just go to the search bar and type Lions and Lambs, you'll find us. And you can watch the sizzle reel, and you can watch the basically a video that continues to play after the sizzle reel that tells you a little bit more about the project, tells you about Vets for Child Rescue, who we're partnered with. You know, one of our desires is to give them a $100,000 check so that they can actually go do this and help real people who are stuck in these horrible situations and stop this from happening. So we are partnered with Vets for Child Rescue, a wonderful organization. We love everybody over there, and what they're doing for people is really, really incredible. So really where we're at right now, we just need people to donate, and we need anybody who is able to invest to step out in faith and to do something awesome for the kingdom of God. But then also, you know, there's a lot of perks to investing in film. There's, first of all, it's a tax write-off to a degree. And I'm not a financial advisor, so speak with your people. If you're looking to invest, make sure you speak with your financial advisors. But there's a lot of perks to investing in film. And then obviously our goal is to make a significant return on the investment. So paying those investors back, you know, 2 and 3 times over is our goal, and I believe that God can make that happen too. So really right now we have a great team, incredible actors from shows that you would recognize from Marvel TV shows and large shows on Hulu and Netflix. We have really amazing talent
our DP is who is director of photography. He's incredible at what he does. You know, we have $1 million worth of camera equipment. We have we have B and A list talent ready to jump on this thing. We just need to get people involved, and we need to raise the money.
Well, people don't have computers. A lot of my listeners do not do computers. Can they send a check or something, money order, by mail to somebody?
You know, I don't have that set up. I don't have anything like that set up right now, so I apologize for that. I guess we live in such a technological age, I didn't even consider that, so that's my fault.
When you figure that out, let me know. We'll get you back on and get the address out, because a lot of people that seriously don't like computers. They don't fool with them. And get to be my age, and I'm 74 years old, so I can get email off and do things, but I'm not good on computers. I don't even like computers. I wish they had never been invented, along with cell phones, but they are. So anyway, they kind of more or less control your life. But when you get an address, somewhere we can send the money, you let me know, and I'll get you back on again, and we'll share it. But, folks, if you have a computer, go to Indiegogo.com, look up Lions and Lambs, and if you can send $5, $10, $500, do it. I'm going to do what I can and send a little bit of money. Again, I'm not a wealthy man, but I do what I can, because the children, folks, are worth it. This program tonight is not by any means for entertainment. This is telling the truth about children as young as 3 years old and probably younger who are suffering at the hands of perverts. And we, if we don't try to help them every way we know how, with prayer, of course, but also by sending them what we can, then shame on us. How dare we condemn a man who hurts a child if we have ability to stop that and don't? We're as guilty as they are. I know that makes some of y'all angry when I say that, but I don't care. If we can help and we don't, I read Book of James, folks, same thing. Somebody's hungry, you can feed them. You don't do it, you say, well, you know, God bless, good luck to you, be filled, not going your way. You didn't help them at all. That's really a sin. If you have the ability to send $5, $10, whatever, and you don't do it to help these children, then shame on you and shame on me. This is not something we're talking about tonight, just to pass the time and to share what the latest news, the latest current event. We want you to get involved. And again, if thousands of you will get involved and send $50, that'd be a huge hit. Or you send $5, that'd still be a huge hit. Let's do what we can. Let's do what we can. Now, again, go to Indiegogo. That's Indiegogo.com. Look up Lions and Lambs and find out what donate button. And I'll ask, I'll try to remind Travis to please get an address so we can send a check or money order or something to help these people, folks. And I promise you, I know Travis long enough already, know that when you send money to him, it'll go into the project. We just have to find out where you're going to send it and how you do it. And we'll take care of that. I want you to know that. So please do try to help. And if you have any questions about the way he's doing, 844-769-2944. So how far along are you on the project now?
Yeah, so like I said, we've recruited an incredible team of people that just want to work with us because they believe in the project. They believe in us. Me and my business partner, Matt Wallace, is when I say us, that's who I'm talking about. And they believe in the story. They want to help. So these people are coming in, these incredible actors and directors like I said, people with millions of dollars worth of equipment that they're coming in for way less than they're worth. You know, these people deserve thousands and thousands of dollars every day, and they're coming in for way less than that to fit our budget so that they can tell this story. So it's really amazing. So we have a great cast. We have a great crew. We're ready to roll. We have a great script that we're working on revisions of right now. I have a writer that I work with regularly. His name is Don Willis, a very good friend of mine. He wrote the book, The Tale of the Penitent Thief, which we adapted into a screenplay. And that film was released in theaters last year. So I helped produce that movie. And he's won like 60 some odd writing awards. He's just incredible, super talented, loves God. So he always co-writes with me. And we're working on the script right now. just kind of going over it with a fine-tooth comb and making sure that we're telling God's story the way he wants us to tell it.
And, folks, I know everybody that listens to this program that listens to the program and agrees with us are what we'll call pro-life. They want to stop the murder of innocent children in their wombs, but we mustn't stop there. To have the child born right. alive, that's wonderful. But after they're born, do we want to see them tormented like this, boys and girls both? Are you willing to stand up for the born that are being hurt and actually killed? What are percentages of young people like this that don't survive?
It's so hard to tell. What I do know, and this number is utterly shocking in my opinion, but in the United States alone, I'm talking about globally, internationally, in the United States alone, there are 840,000 missing child reports every year. And praise God, most of them are found. But nearly 50,000 children every year are never accounted for. 50,000.
Wow.
I just can't imagine what number of those are being exploited underground in these black market rings and are just left for dead once they're used up. It's so horrific. It's hard to even imagine.
It's just, it is. It's hard to even fathom and try to explain this beyond our, we just can't do it. We can't understand how that works. So you said, how many go missing? 850,000 go missing a year, you said?
Yeah, 840,000 are reported missing, and nearly 50,000 are never found.
Oh, that's horrendous. That is beyond words comprehend that. And I can't believe nobody's calling
really
in. I know they're listening, but folks, if you have any questions, feel free to call in, making comments, 844-769-2944. Maybe you listen tonight and you have some firsthand information. Maybe you were one of those unlucky children, the one that was able to come out of it and by the grace of God get through it. Maybe there's somebody who was involved in it and you have firsthand experience, so to speak, with them. You feel free to call and share the story. We're down to about the last 10 minutes, and I want you to feel free to call and share the story and what you know about this, because this can't be these kidnappings cannot be something that somebody in the audience doesn't know about, because our audience is too big not to have somebody touched by it somewhere, a relative or a friend or something. Just this is way too big to not know somebody out there that's been involved. But now, gosh, so how do you piece together the story? Is this movie based on more or less a true life situation? Maybe how'd you get that going in the script?
Yeah, so I do want to also be clear with everybody. This is not a documentary. So this is not, you're not going to see the graphic telling and reenactment of something that actually happened, because it's too harsh. The average person can't watch that, and even they won't even know where to go next. So what we're doing is we're creating a theatrical action thriller. It's going to be an exciting thrill ride about this girl that gets kidnapped, and then her uncle does everything within his power in combination with the law enforcement to get her back. And it's, you know, there's going to be car chases and shootouts, and it's going to be fun and it's going to be exciting, but it's going to be rooted in this real life or true-to-life storytelling. So you're going to see parts of the underground network that these people are using, and you are going to see things that are grounded in reality. But the reason we're not doing a documentary is because most people couldn't handle it. They couldn't watch it and even process the information. So we're making it palpable for the average person, you know. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, that sounds fine. You know, I have to wonder sometimes, too, how many people law enforcement are really involved and want to fix the thing? I'm sure many of them do, but I wonder how many people will call law enforcement and place authority or maybe even involved in this. That's what concerns me. Who do you know who to trust? That's a real question.
What's in what's interesting is that Vets for Child Rescue made a movie called Contraland, and that is a documentary of them setting up stings and catching people before they perpetrate the act, right? And in that movie, some of them are law enforcement. They're the people that are supposed to be fighting for protection and fighting for these children, and they're actually perpetrating.
Well, yeah, we needn't kid ourselves that law enforcement, both high and low levels, and of course, politicians, everything from the ground up, from local state government to federal government, they're involved in this. We know that. We know that. That's just face reality. It's true. Let's go to Indiana and talk to Kathy. Kathy, welcome. Come on in.
Hello. Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Yes.
Okay. Travis, I was wondering if you'd heard of the book called Open Blind Eyes by a lady named Rachel Timothy. She's not that old. I think she's in her late 30s, maybe. And she's written her own story. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
Okay. She grew up in a very happy family. A very happy, loving Christian family, mom, dad, couple of siblings, and it was through school, through teachers and counselors that she was introduced. Actually, it was rather than being forceful rape and terror getting her into it, they worked from the seduction end of it, and they worked on her mind and her emotions to get her to trust them and believe that they operated in it. They loved her, and they were always going to help her. She liked playing games, and they'd talk about what a good student she was. At any rate, even out of a good Christian home, they managed to get her and many others into child pornography and then trafficking. Even the whole while, she described her childhood from age 9 on as having her good life and the bad life. And the bad life was really just out of hell. She experienced everything you're talking about, and also worship of the enemy taking place. The book is really revealing with how they managed to control their minds and their emotions to get them to come when they tell them to come to a certain place at a certain time. And it's really a teaching book on how they've succeeded in doing that with so many families.
And Kathy, these were...
In the epilogue, she says, do not bother going to the police or the medical system. She did find out they had put a chip in her to track her, because no matter where she went, she got married, she had children, and they still came after her. And to this day, I guess, but she said that they found out she had a chip in her that was about the size of a grain of rice that was metallic and had numbers on it. And no medical staff, when they would find out that she'd been trafficked, they would refuse to remove the chip. And one doctor even said to one of her family members one time, if I were to take that out, I could jeopardize my own safety.
Wow.
Anyway,
who let her in this, Kathy? Who'd you say the one that let her into this?
The woman that wrote the book.
Yes.
Her name is Rachel Timothy.
Okay. But who led Rachel?
And the name of the book is Open Blind Eyes.
Okay. But who led her into this? Who was the people that got her started?
A fourth grade teacher and a coach. But she said that in the trafficking, she was taken to many places where there were other children and women in horror
Okay, yeah, okay.
What she went through.
Okay.
That's the kind of training they used.
Okay.
Well,
oh, wow, that's amazing. I would like, if you would sometime, Kathy, to give me that, maybe some contact info on how to contact this lady. I'd like to talk to her, really would. If you can give me the name of the, again, take time maybe to email me or send me later about the book and what it's all about and how to find this lady. I'd like to talk to her. Anything else you want to say, Kathy?
No, that's all. I just think people should, I wish more people would read things like that and understand how prevalent
Amen.
This is, because I know the trafficking is everywhere. I don't think it's not in any city or town. I know it's small towns as well as
absolutely.
As cities,
well, you and I have a mutual friend there where you live in Indiana, another preacher who's uncovered a lot of this too, hasn't he? I'm trying to remember his name. Him on the program, he's a preacher that you know. Him and his wife had a talk about the Blue House in the town of Indiana, and I think it's Evansville.
Oh, yes, of course,
yeah.
David Carrico.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so he knew something about this. Well, thanks for the call, Kathy. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for the call. And, folks, that's about out of time, but down the last 2 minutes. And, again, Travis, I want to say that what you said. I hope you will get an address sometime soon so people can mail you some funding. And I promise you, if you'll get it, I'll have you back on again, or I'll give it out on the air myself and pass it around to people so they can maybe send you a few bucks they can't send online. They don't know how to do that. But thank you for what you're doing. What do you want to say in closing the last minute and a half or so? What do you want to say?
Well, you know, I think...
Before I forget, give out your email address again.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to say. I think the big thing that I just want people to feel connected to this message. I want people to feel connected to this production. This is God's production. This is not
sure.
not about someone enriching themselves or you know, us just taking the glory for a great story
Amen.
Or something like that. But this is not our story.
What's your email address? We're about out of time. What's your email address?
Sure. It's storytellerfilmco@gmail.com.
Filmco. Okay.
Yep.
Co@gmail.com.
Yep.
Folks,
storyteller.
Talk to him. Okay. We're flat out of time. Travis, thank you so much. I'll be in touch again, and when you get an address, let me know, please, so we can get that out to people. All right?
Thanks, Pastor.
God bless, my friend. Talk to you soon. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow night, the day before Thanksgiving. We're going to share thanks tomorrow night, and I want you to be prepared to call in and give a testimony about what God's done for you. And I mean that now. You be ready to do that. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.